everyone. Welcome to In Your Element from Tetramap, where our focus is on developing people and business the way nature intended. Our guests will be sharing their expertise on what it's like when you're working in your element and working in a great team where people value each other's differences. I'm Louise Duncan, your host, and look forward to sharing this with you in the coming weeks. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the podcast. Today we're talking about the nature of sales and service, and we have a great case study which I think you'll enjoy. The narration is by Andrew Melville and taken from the Tetramap book, Develop People and Business the Way Nature Intended. See you soon.
The nature of sales and service. Selling and buying anything is, like nature, a balance of earth, air, water, and fire. Whichever side of the counter you're on, selling or buying, understanding the nature of the elements is helpful. As in most behavioral decisions, it's all about state. For the purpose of this conversation, we'll define state as the sum total of thoughts, behavior, physiology, and emotions expressed at any one moment. What state a seller and buyer is in at the moment of sale or decision-making makes a difference. By respecting elemental distinctions, we enhance the communication processes between the two entities for a positive win-win outcome. Earth, firm solutions. Products and services are straightforward, cost-effective, practical, and fulfill needs. Delivery is on time, on budget. Air, clear quality. Product and service reliability is a fundamental requirement. Proof of quality based on research is best reflected in clarity and logic of information provided and the guarantees offered. Water. Calm. Trust. Trust, respect and relationship are top of mind and deep in the heart of any transaction with water. On both sides of the counter, patience is the key as decisions are not quick to come by. Questions and time for conversation, though not always available, are important. Thus, creating a state of calm and caring is an art. Fire, bright, hope. Must have, latest, greatest, inspired. Are notions tailored to fire's sense of excitement and love of selling and spending. Minds and hearts are usually open to what's new and unique, thus maintaining a state of optimism, urgency, and fun that create unimagined potential and possibilities. Case study: listening to customers beats selling cars. A large nationwide British car dealership group wanted to improve the performance of its salespeople for increased appointments and more professional use of the telephone for both inbound and outbound calls. The senior management team also wanted to decrease resistance among sales staff to outbound calling and develop the coaching skills of sales managers. The story. The training room was full of sales managers in white shirts. They did not really want to be there. They imagined it would probably be a complete waste of time being forced to sit in a classroom when they could be doing real work selling cars and ensuring daily sales targets were being met. There was bristling bravado. The facilitators could see this group of hard-nosed sales managers was going to be a tough nut to crack. However, the managers instantly saw there was something different taking place. For a start, the room was not set up as a traditional classroom. These men were used to formal learning, being tested, studying, and listening passively to an instructor at the front of the room. In true Tetramap style, however, the room was full of colourful materials with a casual layout of tables. The facilitators encouraged the group to relax, contribute, and have fun. By the first lunch break, the resistance and bravado had dissipated. The group was fully engaged in the process. It was astounding how quickly the group had melded. The philosophy of sustained learning that underpins Tetramap had achieved this in a very short time. For the remainder of the two-day program, the sales managers participated fully in every activity the facilitators set. They soon realised that supporting and coaching members of their sales team in a Tetramap way would encourage a much greater, longer-term result. For the remainder of the two-day program, the sales managers participated fully in every activity the facilitators set. They soon realised that supporting and coaching members of their sales team in a TetraMap way would achieve a much greater, longer-term result. As the program for the sales managers evolved and the layers of resistance were peeled back, the learning experience became much deeper than initially anticipated by anyone. The sales managers started to look closer at the makeup of their teams and realised the value of a mix of different individuals with different needs and motivations. They also reflected on their own behaviours in managing a team and considered what else might change if they took responsibility for changing themselves. Their feedback was incredibly positive and very encouraging for the facilitators. When the salespeople arrived for their telephone training a month later, they had been well briefed by the managers. These participants were upbeat and looking forward to learning. What a difference! They knew it was going to be a developmental, practical, realistic, and enjoyable experience. As good salespeople, they understood intuitively that customers were all different. What TetraMap did for them was to provide a framework to understand why and how they could use that knowledge to help them become great. Over 80 managers and 300 salespeople participated in the initial program. In the review with the senior management team, it was concluded that the resistance to outbound calling had been exacerbated by the management's response, so the business had to look at making changes to get a different result. And they did. Outcomes. Outbound calling became integrated into business as usual, with staff regularly calling customers during the day. Customers were asked if they would welcome a call and the best time of day to speak to a salesperson. The senior management team found a very much more proactive attitude from staff towards the value of the telephone in generating business, particularly when following up internet inquiries. Sales staff now take ownership and responsibility for handling complaints as part of an ongoing customer relationship initiative. The level of appointments stayed about the same, but sales of vehicles increased, and the company informally reported they were performing better than their competitors in the market. The company has since added 2 days to their induction program in order to develop communication skills and to highlight the importance of the phone to do their business. Summary. Working with TetraMap achieved a significant shift in work culture. An earth-dominated group focused primarily on sales targets at any cost might have easily dismissed the process. The sales staff found that their depth of understanding about one another and their customers increased, and in turn improved results. This company's management found that TetraMap added depth and value to the sales process by helping staff and managers recognize and adapt to different customer behaviors. Thinking about the four elements, earth, air, water, fire, provided them with greater understanding of the needs and wants of the customers. Sales and service are about maintaining personal and customer state. State that keeps hearts, minds, and pocketbooks open to the possibilities of creating fair exchange and a fulfillment of needs. TetraMap helps us not only to understand the needs and motivations of the elements, it also reminds us to use the map to consider the elemental context of seller, buyer, product and service to create value-added outcomes for all.